Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
You know, Ro, maybe you could preemptively beg for mercy when Trump is in town tomorrow here in Chicago.
He's going to Bolingbrook, right?
Yeah, Chicago area. And Ivanka is here as well for another fundraiser.
Shopping.
Are you going to go shopping with her?
That'd be
fun. Should go shopping in Bolingbrook.
Oh. Is there a Sears outlet out there? What do you got?
I don't know.
They actually have, a
mall.
They have a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's nice.
It is.
I don't see her being there. Although I'm sure that they're selling her wigs or whatever she sells there.
Wigs. She does shoes and scarves and handbags and
all made
clothes.
In China, by the way. Because we're smart. We're smart. We're not dumb. We're smart.
Number 5.
Bill Clinton in Ohio today says that last night's debate showed a stark contrast between his wife. Now, which one is she again?
the awk moment of was the very first moment when he shook Melania's hand. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The body language.
Right. Stuffed his
a lot going on there.
His number into her palm.
There's no confirmation of that.
Call me. Anyway, this is what he said.
There's a difference in winning a debate and winning an election. Today is voter registration day. This election should be about the candidates. It should be about issues, not insults. One offers resentment, and he's good at rubbing salt in people's wounds, really good at it. The other offers empowerment so you can get rid of your resentment.
Mm-hmm. He's got that thing where he's got the dry mouth going all the time.
Yes, he seems a lot, weaker, when he speaks, right? But again, he's out there speaking a lot, though, so I'm sure that takes a toll, but there is sort of a...
I just want to say one thing, Anna.
Yes,
I
Bill.
Am strong where it counts.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I
mean, Trump can talk that over. Compare things that,
There is no problem in that department, I promise you. You can see him saying that, too, can't you?
Privately, Trump says it on stage before like 80 million people.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. All right, checking in at
number 4.
During last night's presidential debate, there was one last night? Hills referenced Ms. Universe Alicia Mercado's claim that Donald Trump called her Miss Piggy when she gained weight.
He called this woman Miss Piggy. Then he called her Miss Housekeeping because she was Latina. Donald, she has a name.
Where did you find
her? Her name
Where
is
did
Alicia
you find
Machado.
Where did you find
and
it?
She has become a U.S. citizen, and you can bet
oh, really?
She's going to vote
okay.
this November.
Okay, good.
Oh, really? I try to keep that from happening. Really? When did that happen? All right. Now, I like this. Where did you find this? Where did you find this? Like it's made up?
Well, it was news a while ago, wasn't it? I mean,
right.
We all
but
talked about it. And
yeah. This is how shameless he is, though. Right? I mean, he's like... He will say, where'd you find this? Like, you're making this up. Then, this morning on Fox and Friends.
At the end, maybe, the very last question, which you brought up, the person that became, I know that person. That person was a Miss Universe person, mm-hmm. and she was the worst we ever had. The worst, the absolute worst. She was impossible. And she was a Miss Universe contestant and ultimately a winner. Who they had a tremendously difficult time with as Miss Universe.
So you call her those names, and that's okay. I mean, mm-hmm. Clinton was brilliant to bring that up last night because that's exactly who they're trying to motivate. Suburban women who would find this offensive and don't like those remarks.
There's more.
She was the winner, and she gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem. We had a real problem. Not only that, her attitude, and we had a real problem with her. So. Hillary went back into the years and she found this girl. This was many years ago. And found the girl and talked about her like she was Mother Teresa. And it wasn't quite that way, but that's okay. Hillary has to do what she has to do.
It was. What,
I would have avoided the saying that, yeah, she gained a lot of weight.
I know. He can't help himself.
Well, she's fat.
What do you, himself.
I mean, come on.
But wait, if you saw her, she's
beautiful.
Not even fat.
She's not even fat.
I know. She's.
But this does go back to 1996. And if I guess what he's trying to say is, if it's fair to go back to then, can I also go back to the stuff, you know, the female-friendly stuff in the Clinton family world? And that's what he's threatening to do in the next debate. I don't know that it helps him, but that's what he's threatening to do. He's like, I was out of respect for Chelsea, and I was trying to stay above the fray. That's what he says. I did not go there.
Okay.
See, how about out of respect for Hillary? Why? Hillary didn't do anything.
He's saying that Hillary brought up a 1996 allegation.
Right, I know,
but if
Trump's threatening to bring up the Bill stuff, it's so ridiculous.
I don't know if it helps him. That's the issue.
It hurts him. I think Hillary missed a bet last night by not stopping when he did that whole bit. Do we have that where he...
I was going to bring it up, but I'm not going to bring it up. It was very bad. It was very bad. Do we have that?
Hillary is hitting me with tremendous commercials. Some of it said in entertainment. Some of it said somebody who's been very vicious to me, Rosie O'Donnell. I said very tough things to her, and I think everybody would agree that she deserves it, and nobody feels sorry for her. But you want to know the truth? I was going to say something extremely rough to Hillary, to her family, and I said to myself, I can't do it.
All right.
He brought that up himself, yeah. Rosie O'Donnell. No one else brought it up. Why do you bring that up? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so he says he's going to do it. And if I were Hillary Clinton last night, I would have gone, okay, bring it on. Say it.
I can't say it.
No, say it. No, go ahead. No, I'm good. I'm tough. Go ahead.
Well, she's going to have to be prepared for the next one, though.
Well,
he will say it in the next one.
Fine. I think all she had to do is just shrug her shoulders when he does it. And it just him saying it to her like that, and that's his final argument, because I was at the end of the debate last night. His final argument is, your husband cheated on you, and have her not respond. I think you just don't say anything to it. If I were advising her, I'm not. She's not asking me for advice, because I certainly not been a fan of theirs either. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But this is the point. It's not about me, people. Mm-hmm. Although it is. I don't understand how Trump thinks for a second that's going to help him.
No, I don't know if it does. She's also been tweeting out, shame the Donald, encouraging lots of people to tweet and go to social media in order to, lashback, call him names, whatever.
Also, if she can avoid creepy smiling and shimmying, that would be helpful when he responds to crazy stuff.
Oh, the shoulder shimmy. Mm-hmm. That moment.
That was really weird.
She does that. Well, it's because her shoulder pads were kind of getting in the way. Also, that alien that's living inside of her is moving around, I think is what's happening. What? What happened?
Did Creepy Uncle bring that up?
No, really. Was that Ro or Creepy Uncle?
Don't bring him up right now.
That would be a good game on this show.
This?
Did Ro say it or Creepy Uncle? Mm-hmm. Call them, see what happens. Weeknights on WGN-TV. It's Politically Incorrect in prime time. Watch an hour of 2.5 Men, followed by an hour of Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. Weeknights 7 to 9 on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues. Checking in at...
Number 3.
Suburban Chuck E. Cheese might be shut down over a longstanding history of 911 calls and police responses. The village's mayor says Oaklawn... Village's mayor said... Mm-hmm. Period. Oaklawn Mayor Sandra Burry says that the kids' amusement-themed restaurant on 95th Street has had repeated problems for the past 30 years. It's just getting worse.
All decisions are easy when you think about the safety of kids. It's a no-brainer. Chuck E. Cheese has been in Oaklawn for decades, and it's getting a reputation where, you know, with this police activity, maybe... it's not a safe place for kids. This isn't just a regular establishment. This is where we invite children to be and hang out with their families. All of the things we've suggested, they've implemented. But the board and myself do not feel that it's enough.
Hmm.
Don't they serve alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese? Isn't that one of the
beer
things?
Beer and wine, yeah.
They also serve up some fine, fine pizza.
Mm. You know that Chuck E. Cheese, no matter where it rains, I think is the kind of thing. You know when your kids want to go to Chuck E. Cheese? That's the one thing. All right.
You know how good of a parent you are by whether or not you'll break down and do that. It just always kind of smells of kitty vomit in like juice boxes or something. And there's a weird
ski
smell.
Ball. It smells like the
ski ball. Ski ball. Like, yeah, sweaty. You know, but kids love it. Kids love it. My niece and nephew just went.
I know. They love it. And it's a rat serving a pizza.
I know. How does that work?
It's a rat.
They like cheese. They get it.
By the way, the one on 95th, we're told, does not serve alcohol anymore. Still not.
Oh.
How much skee ball could you possibly play?
I do like skee ball, though.
All right.
Number two.
Second couple of the season gets booted off ballroom tonight of Dancing with the Stars. Rick Perry is among those in trouble.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Backstage after the show, he told reporters that he was able to focus on his performance and not politics.
I'm probably doing Donald Trump more good being on Dancing with the Stars than I am sitting in the audience at some debate somewhere.
How so?
Well, I just think, you know, being able to be here and people get to see me, the Republican, that I'm not some stuffed shirt, crazy right-wing whack job, that this is a person who, you know, goes out and has a good time, learning to dance, puts himself out there and lets people judge him for what they are.
Good for him. All right.
Okay. He even said something nice about Hillary Clinton.
Listen, anybody that puts himself into this business, you know, the Clintons have been involved in public service for, you know, the better part of 40 years. So my hat's off to them. You know, God bless them, man. Anybody that puts yourself out there, you better have a thick old skin. And obviously she does.
Okay.
How's Ryan Lochte doing? Have we checked on that? Is he still
here? Who's he going to vote for?
No, I haven't. No. I've been too busy doing my cha-cha.
Bro, there's too many options.
I know.
Man. There's like three of them.
Yeah.
It's too many to choose from, bro.
Dude, I know. It's like, wait, president?
Whoa. That's like a big deal, bro.
Who's that Oompa Loompa dude? Is he running for something?
I don't know.
I gotta say, you know, the other ones, you know, not, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Babe Alert? I don't think so.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. So. All right.
All right.
All right. Anna, I want to direct your attention to item number one here.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to have you read it because it's in Greek.
Giannis.
Number one.
I don't think this last name is Greek, though. Antetokounmpo. That doesn't sound Greek, but the Giannis part does. Now a very rich man, having just signed a 4-year, $100 million contract extension with the Milwaukee Bucks. But even the newly minted $100 million man is not immune to bombing on a joke. His weak attempt at a knock-knock joke went a little like this.
I have a joke.
Okay.
Knock-knock. Obama.
Obama who?
Obama self.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. Jesus Christ.
Well, he put himself out there. He tried.
I mean, of the millions of jokes in the world, that's the one he went with? That's painful.
Dude, I was going to tell that on Dancing with the Stars.
Bro, you would have killed him.
Stole your joke.
Oh, dude. He stole, man.
Total ripoff.
Total.
Right there, bro.
That was really bad, bro. Really.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Obama soul.
At least he can sing. Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. I could have killed that with that.
You would have killed it, bro. In a good way.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second. Knock, knock.
Who's there, bro?
Me.
What?
It's me.
Oh.
I'm like, here.
Yeah.
Did you guys get that joke?
No.
You should be on America's Got Talent, not Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you, baby girl. Is this thing over yet?
The top five at five.